Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
2013 is almost at its end, and of course, most of us are resolving to do better in 2014. So today we give you simple tips that can help you make your resolutions reality. Stay with us. I am Camilla Guthrie. 2013 might have been great, or perhaps not. Either way, most if not all of us are looking forward to a better 2014, and there are some things that can aid us in achieving this. They are proper nutrition, positive thinking, exercise, and prayer. Some of us went through 2013 looking at the fat that has accumulated around our waistline, thigh area, or wherever else, sparking a resolve to start exercising. For others, it was a lethargy that served as motivation to exercise, and still others just wanted to reap the overall benefits. However, with only a few days left in the year, we have still not started exercising. Why are we procrastinating? One of the major reasons given is, I don't have the time to go to the gym. However, group fitness instructor and personal trainer Diana Steed says exercising does not mean going to the gym.
These are exercises that you can do at home. First and foremost, walking, squatting. You can do squats for legs and thighs, your glutes. You can do walking lunges, basic stretches, stretches for your hamstrings, for your quads, for your calves, chest, your back. You can use two things to do bicep curls. You can use your body weight to do tricep dips. And you can also do pull-ups in the house if you have a bar across your door jamb.
Exercising at home takes a lot of self-discipline and motivation, and if you need assistance in these areas, it may be wise to take the next step.
If you are not self-motivated and you need company and you need people having the same interest, then that would be a motivator to sign up at the gym.
Group fitness instructor and personal trainer Diana Steed. Some of us may not be able to do rigorous exercises due to medical conditions. If that's you, consider doing Pilates or yoga, taking up dancing, or playing a game like tennis. There's no doubt about the benefits of exercise. However, exercising yet eating just about anything is not really the wisest thing to do. Our bodies need the right amount of carbohydrates, minerals, protein, and fiber. Too much of any one is not good, and neither is too little. The key is moderation. Even fat can be had in moderation.
When we consume too much fat on a daily basis, we will gain weight because fat is stored as fat. So therefore, we need to reduce the amount of fat that we eat. How do we reduce our fat intake? By steaming, boiling, baking, stewing instead of frying our food. Eat more peas and beans because these foods are high in protein but low in fat.
Registered dietitian Marsha Woolery. 2014 is a new year full of hopes, aspirations, and plans for health, wealth, and prosperity. But in addition to eating healthy and exercising, optimism is critical to achieving our goals.
We need to think positive about things and reframe things in such a way that it looks positive and you work towards it. And you try to get other people in a positive mood.
Replacing bad habits with good ones and faith in God can also help.
Try to do things in a timely manner. Set up your plans and work on those plans. Have a to-do list. Get together more with family and friends and co-workers so that we improve our interpersonal relationships. We also need to think about God and be grateful at all times for what He has provided.
Consultant psychiatrist Dr. Yvonne Bailey Davidson. Combine those with rest, relaxation, sunshine, and plenty of water, and you are sure to be a healthier, happier you for 2014 and beyond. That's all the time we have. I am Camilla Guthrie wishing for you a happy and healthy new year.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.